New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced today the resignation of his close friend and top appointee to the Port Authority, its chairman, David Sampson. The resignation comes a day after the governor and his hired legal team released a report on the Bridgegate and Hoboken Sandy Aid scandals. I'm joined now by New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz and WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Hi, Andrea.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Amy.
David Sampson is the one person who is implicated in both Bridgegate and Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer's allegations that post-Sandy recovery aid was linked to her approval of a private development project in Hoboken. But Governor Christie says Sampson is stepping down because he's 74 and he's tired. Andrea, you've reported on a series of potential conflicts of interest between Sampson's position as chairman of the Port Authority's board and the legal and lobbying clients he and his law firm represents. But Governor Christie did not express any of this in talking about Sampson today. What did you make of that?
You know, he defended Sampson today vigorously, as he had since the scandal broke. And he said, this is what we planned all along. And you might want to jog your memory a little bit. When Bill Baroni resigned from the Port Authority, he's the former deputy executive director whose name came up all over the Bridgegate emails, and who clearly had a role, at least in covering up. When he resigned, Christie said, oh, no, we had planned this all along in the transition to my second term. So this is an excuse that we've heard before. And, you know, I think the interesting thing about Sampson is that no one had heard of him in January. He was the most powerful person in New Jersey that no one knew his name until it showed up in the Bridgegate emails when it said Sampson is helping us to retaliate. Then we learned about his firm's role in the Hoboken controversy, then a number of conflicts, Sampson representing private clients while at the same time doing deals with those clients at the Port Authority. And then yesterday we learned that Sampson hadn't even been spoken to in this what was called an exhaustive review of all of Bridgegate. So today, Christie firmly stood by him as he had, and he basically, this was his response. This is the first time that he's had anything to say about the conflicts of interest that have come up.
You can expect that when you ask people from the private sector to come in and do these jobs in a part-time, non-compensated way, that you can ask them to give up their private sector life, which they use to support themselves and their families.
So this is what he said. And, I mean, it's interesting that he is still backing this man so much. And he sent sort of a kind of a mixed message, because he also started his first news conference in many months by saying, we're going to have a new start at the Port Authority. But then he said, oh, no, this is what I was planning to do. I think it's worth mentioning that in the period where Sampson was thinking about resigning, a lot of politically important deals were done, like the takeover of the Atlantic City Airport.
Matt, the report released yesterday basically exonerated Christie and his top staff, saying they knew nothing of the lane closures. They were not involved. It pinned the blame on Christie's ex-aide, Bridget Kelly, and his another former appointee to the Port Authority, David Wildstein. Did Christie have anything more to say about those two players in today's news conference?
Very little. He endorsed the report wholeheartedly. So the report cast most of its blame on Kelly and Wildstein, and he agreed with it. He did bring up the fact that people have talked about Wildstein as a childhood friend of his. And he mentioned this once before at his press conference a few months ago. And he reiterated that he was not friends with Wildstein in high school, because they did go to the same high school a year apart. And he said that he wasn't his idea to bring him to the Port Authority. That was Bill Baroni, his top appointee over there, sort of a intermediary between Wildstein and Christie. He said he agreed to it, but it wasn't his idea. And as for Kelly, he said he bears complete responsibility for hiring her. She was in the inner circle. She was deputy chief of staff. And as he puts it, she made a poor decision, and it wasn't his decision, but he bears responsibility for having her in that role.
Andrea, in the last 2 days, we've had this release of this taxpayer-funded million-dollar internal review, an hour-long news conference now with him, the first since January 9th. Do you feel we're any closer to knowing why the lanes to the George Washington Bridge were closed? Does Christie think this is over?
Oh, yes, he thinks this is over. He's putting this behind him. But no, we don't know why it was time for traffic problems in Fort Lee. We don't really know who planned it, other than the people that we now know in the emails. And we also don't really understand why there wasn't a more aggressive response by Christie officials as they learned that outside officials were so concerned about public safety. But Christie was firm. This is a clip of him today.
It appears that there was a traffic study that may have had behind it an ill or inappropriate motive.
So he's still talking about a traffic study, an idea that has now been widely discredited.
Matt, Governor Christie, as I've mentioned, has not taken questions from reporters for quite some time. He was featured in an exclusive interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC News last night in his home in Mendham. What was the tone like today with reporters?
It was old Chris Christie, and that means back and forth, repartee, talking trash, essentially, when he doesn't like the questions we ask. It was very interesting. At the January news conference, the last one, when this whole thing broke open, he was very contrite. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't get upset when reporters asked the same question. One reporter asked the same question that had been previously asked, which is usually a huge no-no for a Chris Christie press conference.
Yeah, he has no patience for that. He has no patience for that.
He has no patience for that, and he has no patience for long preambles to questions. And there was, but you know, people did that in January, and he let it go. Today, though, he did not let that go at all, and he was going after reporters, many of whom have been covering him for years and are very accustomed to this. So it reminded us of what it used to be like, and let's take a listen.
I'm up here trying to very carefully answer your questions, and I don't know whether you can't take notes or you're not listening, but for you to characterize my last answer as, I didn't want to ask her because I didn't want to know, is so awful.
Oh, Chris Christie that we haven't heard much of lately, Matt.
That's right. I mean, I think this indicates a bit of a turning of the page. I mean, he did the Diane Sawyer interview, and he also did an interview today right before the press conference with Megyn Kelly of Fox News. So he's back doing those broadcast interviews and grappling with the local press corps. And, you know, I think from here on out, I mean, when we ask him about this, he's going to say, you know, I've talked to you guys for 3 hours about this. I did an internal review. There's other investigations going on. They can do what they got to do, but I'm done. I think that's what we're going to see.
Time to move on. And you and Andrea did a very thorough piece about the political thinking, the PR thinking behind the way Governor Christie has been handling this. Check that out on our website, WNYC.org. Thank you so much, Andrea Bernstein and Matt Katz.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.